The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk about the Liverpool team and some of the players grabbing the headlines. There's still this huge conversation about the keeper position. At the, you know, a couple of days ago at the weekend, we saw Loris Karius feature in both halves against Bury, and he was on the end of some rather sort of unpleasant jeers and reaction from the crowd. He's probably going to have to get used to it. Is your understanding that a deal for Alisson could still be in the pipeline?
It looks that way. I mean, I think that Alisson's going to go somewhere. And I think that, you know, we appear to be in a... It's very strange how this stuff happens, Steve. We appear to be in a big summer of keeper moves. So Courtois is desperate to leave Chelsea from the look of things. His family is supposedly still based in Madrid. So he wants to go back to Madrid, at which point he'll go to Real. Navas may well then move. Oblak could well come under, you know, increased scrutiny. And then you've got Alisson himself. Real may not go for him because they're going to go for Courtois, but he looks as though he's going to go somewhere. I think Liverpool, you know, they've obviously put some work in on Alisson going right the way back to last February. That seems pretty clear when they said, well, it was getting too steep for their blood, the price tag, last February. So there was interest up to a point. And it may well be that a variety of things have changed. It may well be that, for instance, Stoke getting relegated and Liverpool going for Shaqiri has freed up finances to shift into a conversation around Alisson. It may just be that the manager knows he cannot persist with Karius, he cannot persist with Mignolet, and he doesn't like the look of Danny Ward, at which point then, you know, the Liverpool are more eager buyers. Let's be quite honest about this. I'd like to see the manager do something. If he is going to do something, I'd like him to be bold, and if the best person he can get, Alisson, then I'd like that to be the one he gets. I think what I would hate to see is the Klopp project derailed due to people saying things, as they used to say about many a Liverpool manager, that he was too stubborn. He was too stubborn to buy a goalkeeper in the summer. You know, and Karius could have a perfectly good 6 months, but if he drops it in a big match in March, he'll get put under pressure, but so will his manager. And however well he's done by that point, Klopp, with the entirety of the team, it would be deemed to be his responsibility and his fault. And I just think that, you know, he's got other things to do than spend every post-match press conference talking about the goalkeeper, than spend all of his time worrying about the goalkeeper, than putting the team under the pressure of having to look after the goalkeeper. I just think, you know, if there's a way to land this particular boil for 2 years or something, then I think it's worth doing.
It's a relatively crucial period, isn't it, to get this sorted out? I know there's some talk coming out of Italy saying that Alisson's future might be sorted by the end of the week.
Yeah, it's a hugely crucial period. I mean, Chelsea have now appointed a manager, and it was such a strange situation. And, you know, if I was Alisson, it'd be one of the reasons why I wouldn't be that eager to go to Chelsea, to be honest with you, was that, you know, the fact that they weren't prepared to get the manager in post at the start of pre-season, that doesn't suggest a load of stability. But I think that, you know, Liverpool can and hopefully will be able to impress him, be able to impress, you know, Roma with the fee that they can offer and pick him up. And if they can get that sorted, great. But if not, it means that they're going to have to maybe go for someone they're less convinced by, which is, you know, which may well just have to be a decision that's made. And it's the problem that you've got is that this manager, we've seen, you know, for all the hugs and the smiles and the charm, he plans meticulously. And I think what's happened with the goalkeeper situation is that it's sort of got beyond the plans at this stage. I get that impression. I think Liverpool would have been looking for a goalkeeper, but the speed at which the prices have increased in the aftermath of the Neymar, Coutinho and Mbappe deals from last summer, combined with Liverpool's need for a goalkeeper now, an urgent need given what happened in the Champions League final, it just puts him in a position where he's got to maybe do something that might be a bit more rash than he would normally like.
Have you seen enough of Alisson now to convince you? Of course, the rumours have been swirling around for some 6 months. Have you actually made your own opinion about the player?
Well, I've seen him play for Roma at length against Liverpool, and I've seen him play for Brazil in the World Cup, and I've seen one of the Roma game. And I've got to be quite honest, he hasn't particularly grabbed or impressed me. You know, he conceded 7 to Liverpool. I didn't see him make a save of note in the World Cup. I think he only had to make 5 saves, full stop. It wasn't as though he was at fault for Brazil going out or anything daft like that. But, you know, it wasn't as though he sort of grabbed your attention. What I will say is that the stats were remarkably impressive from last season in all facets of the game, really. You know, his stats in Serie A in terms of the amount of the amount of shots he was saving, the type of shots he was saving, his distribution, his quality on the ball, the very fact that he gets picked for Brazil ahead of Ederson. You know, I think there's a couple of strange selections in that Brazil squad in the end, but that he's there or thereabouts says that he's, you know, that he must be steeped in some degree of quality. So, you know, I think that between the stats and the selections that's been made about him and the amount of talk there was about him before Liverpool played him. And even at Anfield, I wouldn't say he was at fault for anything. I would just say that, you know, it's not a great look to sign for a club you've conceded 7-2.
Neil, thank you. Have a safe journey to the States. Enjoy the games out there. We'll catch up next week.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.